Hello and welcome to Global AM Perspectives, a new KPMG podcast series for asset managers, fund managers and investors around the world. Through discussions with leaders from KPMG and major market players, this series will include short episodes that look at some of the most pressing issues, emerging trends and market opportunities within the asset management, real estate and private equity industries. In this episode, we discuss how unprecedented times call for unprecedented measures, and how asset managers are preparing for what comes next, and the impact on the asset management industry that has been significant. We're delighted to be joined by Christelle Wiegmans, Head of Asset Management, EMEA Region, and partner in KPMG Luxembourg, and Dean Brown, Global Head of Asset Management Consulting for KPMG in the UK, to discuss some further findings and steps asset managers can take to succeed. With that, Christelle and Dean, on behalf of our listeners, I would like to welcome you to the podcast. Christelle, if I can come to you first, what are some key trends you're seeing asset managers are faced with when preparing for what comes next?
We see that asset managers are under big pressure. First, market fundamentals are under considerable stress. Central banks are rising interest rates aggressively. High inflation and expectation of a recession have pushed down asset valuation. We have seen equity markets and bond markets tanked at the same time, and a clear shift of funds into cash and deposit accounts. For many managers, that means management fees are under pressure. Second, there is a crisis of confidence amongst investors we have not seen in decades. Their behaviors are changing very quickly. They are moving to manage their trust, and they know they are looking for the security of money market funds and private market investment. Investors want transparency and more to make an impact with their investment. But what makes the current situation so challenging is that all of this is happening in the middle of a huge global effort to make the world economy greener and more sustainable. If we add the disruptive power of emerging technologies such as generative AI, blockchain, tokenization, it seems clear that the fundamentals of the industry are changing and the industry is facing significant disruption.
And Christelle, how can this translate into opportunity and stakeholders' value?
Some asset managers may view this period as a massive risk. Others see it as an opportunity. And the opportunities may look rather different. For the biggest players, the crisis of confidence among investors has led to steady inflows. These players are orientated around market demands and recent trends, focusing on ETFs and private markets. They are also developing new offerings and capabilities, thanks to data and analytics and a lot of cash to invest. Fundraising may be more difficult for smaller players, but they have also big opportunities to stand out in this current market reorganization. Investors are looking to personalized service. They want specialist capabilities. They expect their money to be invested with purpose and values. Smaller managers and those operating in niche could create a compelling value proposition for investors.
Thanks, Christelle. That's great. Dean, coming to you, what can asset managers' firms focus on to be successful?
So for me, it's quite straightforward. The most successful asset managers will be those that realign their business around the three principles of value, clients, and purpose. So firstly, in terms of value, we need to be conscious that value means different things to different people. So for some, it's all about preserving financial value, creating higher rates of return, and reducing costs. For others, value may be about trust, confidence, and relationships. Understanding what value represents for specific clients will be critical. Secondly, in terms of clients, a client-centric approach is key to success. Firms need to understand the needs and preferences of their clients and tailor investment strategies and services accordingly. Ultimately, if you understand your clients, you will then understand your opportunities. And then lastly, purpose. Investors are increasingly interested in what motivates the firms that manage their capital. So too are employees. Being able to articulate your purpose, particularly within the context of the drive to net zero and decarbonization, will allow asset managers to more clearly articulate their value propositions to their clients.
And Dean, do you have any suggestions for what asset managers can do to prepare for the changes coming in the future?
So if asset managers want to be ready for the changes coming in the future, they should definitely consider these five steps. So firstly, connect with clients. Clients' needs and expectations are changing rapidly, as are their investment goals. So consider how you get closer to your client to better identify and predict future trends. Think about the types of products and solutions they may want in the future, as well as how they will want to interact with their asset manager and what type of information they may require. Secondly, articulate your values and purpose. Climate change, as mentioned before, is one of the world's biggest challenges, and asset managers are actually in a unique position to use their investment decisions to achieve real-world impact and drive positive change. Also, those who articulate their purpose to society and investors can differentiate in a highly competitive and value-driven market. Third, and a big favorite of mine, communicate continuously. Communication is a key enabler of purpose and client centricity. Gone are the days of quarterly investor communications. Today's leading asset managers are continuously communicating with their stakeholders on a wide range of topics through various social and digital channels. And that, in turn, is helping them build trust with their customers, employees, and also their regulator. Fourthly, reassess business and operating models. The shift in client expectations and reduction in profit margins that we've seen over the last couple of years is causing business and operating models to creak. That, combined with a clear trend towards value-based products and services centered around clients, suggests that new business models will be needed. Asset managers should be looking for opportunities to improve operational efficiency and business flexibility in their operating model, particularly around technology, data, operational process, and third-party outsourcing. And lastly, fifth point, leverage existing technology and embrace new technology like AI, machine learning, and data analytics to make a better decision and improve the overall client experience. Also, firms need to carefully consider how technology, culture, and people intersect to ensure that technology investments are creating a positive impact and value for both clients and employees. Ultimately, understand your future state model and start developing your technology roadmap together.
Thanks, Dean. So, Christelle, how can KPMG support its clients with this?
Unprecedented times call for unprecedented measures. We at KPMG are supporting our clients in their transformation journey to wider disruption. We think that maintaining the status quo is not an option. The only way to navigate the rapidly changing environment is to start making radical change. As Dean said, those who do so with value, clients, and purpose at the core will likely come out on top.
Christelle, that's great. And I'd like to thank both you and Dean for taking the time to join us on the podcast today. It's provided great insight and key takeaways for our listeners. To let us know what you think about this episode, or if you have any ideas for future episodes, please email us at assetmanagement@kpmg.com. And remember, you can find our latest publications, articles, and other material on kpmg.com/assetmanagement. Thanks for listening.